This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Weren't we supposed to? God, the last time we talked about snakes, weren't you the guy?
Yeah.
We got to get a snake wrangler in here.
Yeah, that's right, because I know how to take care of snakes, as it were.
You are a person who, when we get on the air, likes to pretend that you're not afraid of things that...
I don't pretend. I'm just not afraid. I don't have to pretend. Just am.
I swear to God, if you don't get snakes in here, you are... I don't even have the power to fire you, but you have to.
Guys, snakes, just grab them from behind the head. Done. That's all you got to do.
You were reading the story about the woman who woke up with a snake wriggling in her bed. How would you feel about that?
That one's a little off-putting, unsettling.
Off-putting?
Yes.
But not scary.
No, Steve. Just a skosh.
We can't go all the way to scared.
I might
be. Steve can't be scared. Who's not a scaredy?
The unknown at first wouldn't be scary, because I would just, logically, figure out the situation. But that would be startling, maybe. Just a slight startle.
We need your snake stories. We want you to tell us what's happened between you and a snake.
Yeah.
And the more frightening, the better, because I want Steve to get... Like, I think of fear of snakes. I think fear... You look at fear like it's a weakness. I see fear as something that has kept our species alive. Fear is something that you go... Enough people in the species walked by said pool of snakes and died that somebody went, "Hey, Tom... those things, bad." Okay. And then you're just like, eventually nobody had to tell you, just your instinct, anthropologically, you're like, "What? Those bad, snake bad." And then you don't, like, it's just
self-preservation kicks in and you just kind of know. Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, you just grab them behind the head. That's
okay.
All you gotta do.
Christine Humphreys of Nashville found herself with an unwanted bed partner. She was awoken by a peculiar feeling. She expected to find her cat.
Okay. This is okay. Can you describe the peculiar? Okay.
I started to feel something.
Exactly.
Slithering.
She rolled over expecting to find her cat. She found a chicken snake coiled up beside her instead.
Chicken snake.
Anybody know what a chicken snake
is? Chicken snake? I'm not familiar with chicken snake.
Got anything on chicken snake?
Tastes like snake or...
I'm going to go out on a limb that chicken? It's not based on... Do you think it looks like a chicken? Who named this stupid snake?
Did we run out of names?
I don't know. We got Rattler, Razorback, Copperhead. Let's call that one Chicken Snake.
It's like
people be asking questions for years.
I'd be mad if I was a chicken snake.
It's got like a plume on the top. The large snake stared back at her while she's staring at him. They're coiled up next to each other in bed, and he's like, "My bed now." She's like, "That might be right." She bailed or something. They said after a thorough search, the reptile was found hiding underneath the bed.
Ooh.
And was released back out into the wild. I'm just saying this. I don't care if you're one of those people who loves animals, because I have a friend who won't let you kill a spider in her house.
Yeah, you gotta pick it up and gently release.
Yes. Release this indoor domesticated spider out to a known death. It's like, "No, I'm just one of the kind of spiders." "Oh, God, not outside!"
Yeah. I'm not an outside spider.
Yeah, anyway, I find a chicken snake in my bed.
Mm.
We're going to have a good stern talking to and find out why we call him Chicken Snake. Then he's dead.
Well,
by my hand or snake. "Hi, I'm a snake wrangler. I'm here for the snake. I want to watch you kill the snake. I want evidence of a dead chicken snake."
Because it'll find its way back.
Yes, it's like, "I was warm in here. You put me outside."
Exactly.
I spent a lot. It's like when you testify against somebody and they go to jail. Every day in jail, they're doing push-ups going, "I'm going to get out. I'm going to do something bad." This is a chicken snake that's just like, "What? Do you know how long it took me to get in your house?"
Exactly.
She believes the chicken snake she spots outside on her 12-acre property came through a pipe connected to her daughter's room. Yeah.
What kind of structure they live in. You got a pipe.
Well, it's more of an adobe thing. Little D has spent the last... I've been stalling this whole time so we could do just a tiny little bit. Just Google, Tool. What's a chicken steak?
It's so lame.
What is it?
A chicken snake is it's a name or a term for several breeds of different snakes that eat eggs, rodents, or small birds.
So it's not even a...
It doesn't even tell you what kind of snake.
So it could be a bull snake.
Right.
There's a lot. It's,
right.
So it's any snake that might eat a chicken.
Right.
So a rattlesnake is a chicken snake.
Could be.
Who wrote this story? Find the person who wrote this in Nashville, Tennessee, and let's release some chicken snakes on them.
On it.
Got it. Another woman had a snake crawl out of her vent while she was driving.
Whoa.
Gonna need you to start the Googler. We're looking for a red rat snake this time.
Red rat snake.
Okay.
Red rat.
It's any number of a variety of chicken-like snakes. And also, is anybody calling with their... Because I'm tired of stalling. We need snake stories. You guys got to call with your stories. Or else we're just going to keep telling stories of different named snakes. Well, it's called a barn snake. Why? No, they're never in barns. A Florida woman nearly crashed her car. Red rat snake crawled out of her air conditioning vent.
Oh, there was more than one? Or they just kept cut? Whoa.
Just one. It wasn't like Raiders of the Lost Ark where they're coming out of the walls like, oh my God, I've released the demons. No, it was just one.
But still.
But how, it can't be that big.
Yeah, coming through a vent. Yeah.
Unless it knocked the whole vent thing open.
Whoa, now we're talking a big
snake.
That
would be big.
Yeah.
Because the little holes in my vent.
Well, you have the little, is it the tourney ones?
I don't have the tourney.
Okay.
I have the two.
Oh, that'd be a small, yeah. That'd be the chicken cousin of the chickens.
That's a red rat snake. Little Dave, what's a red rat snake?
Several different species of rat snakes include corn snakes. They're found throughout the southeastern and central United States, 3 to 6 feet long.
It's perfect.
I want to see a chicken snake and a red rat snake go at it.
We're starting snake club.
Snake club.
First rule of snake club, tell your friends.
Break your snake.
Yeah.
BYOS.
All right. So far, a couple people with snake stories.
Maybe they're dropping.
Or they're just calling saying, how do I adjust the dial on my radio to make these guys shut up?
I hope a snake comes out of your radio.
Little D literally has instruction manuals for every stereo ever made so he can teach you how to get rid of us. All right, volume knob on the Kenwood 47R21. Next up, we got a killer snake on the loose.
Oh, great.
Florida woman, apparently a whole Florida neighborhood is on high alert. Brian Purdy reported his 2-foot venomous cobra.
A snake.
You allowed? We have in this country, we'll fight for years. Pit bulls are bad. Pit bulls are great. Pit bulls are, I don't know. We can't decide. Let's have big things where we fight. That guy over there's got a cobra. Anyway. What? How?
Yeah, he was licensed, though. He's a licensed.
I don't give a crap. There's a license?
I know. There is, right? That's right.
I can't get a concealed carry permit, but
I got my boa
concealed. I got my cobra license.
This is my spirit animal. This is my therapy.
Anyway,
animal.
Yes, he's got a cobra, and it's venomous. Don't they normally, if you're going to keep a cobra, you got to like
unvenom it or you have to anti-vet? No, neuter? No, venom neuter it.
Oh, unvenom it. It's not good enough to make the ban list, but I like it. Anyway, Florida Wildlife Commission is leading the search effort for a snake in the wild.
It's a 2-footer, too, so we're going to be here for a while.
Just follow the trail of dead people. We can't figure out what part of town the snake's in, but there's a whole bunch of dead people died of snake bites over there.
Could they be related? I'm not really sure.
Investigators will let us know. One more, and then the other thing we want to talk about, this company in Germany wants to put a python around your neck.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be like a massage therapy.
They literally wrap a 4-foot python around your neck and it slithers and it crawls. And as it goes around your neck, all the muscles in its body are actually massaging your neck.
Yeah.
As it's slowly constricting your airflow until you die and then it eats you.
Yeah, you'll see the black dots next. And then after that, you'll be like, ah.
My neck has never felt more.
That'll be $40, please.
They just take it off your carcass.
Right.
As the snake is unhinging, it's like, whatever. Anyway, it's $40 for a half hour to let that happen. This is the one that freaks me out. This story is a little bit older, but a boy found a rattlesnake in the toilet. Terrifying.
I know, right? Was he using the... Oh.
I mean, he goes in there, a snake's coming out of the toilet. It's scary. It's terrible. So they call the snake wranglers to come in. We got a rattlesnake in the toilet. And the guy's like... yeah, I don't know if you can just tell by the cut of their jib, but it's like, this is not a loner snake. There's other snakes somewhere around here. And they found like 24 more rattlesnakes.
Wow. 24
rattlesnakes living under their house.
All ready to come up through the toilet.
Yeah, it's just like, well, Tom never came back. Send him up.
Well, it was a chicken snake, so.
Send one of the red rats up there. Okay. Is anybody calling it? Little D has just quit his job. Is that a snake you're tying around your neck, or what is that? All right, so if you had an encounter with a snake.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to try to pull this back together and hear your snake stories. Sherry?
Yay.
Snakes.
Okay. We must have had the door open all day, and we didn't see the snake, which I don't know how we didn't. But it was a bull snake. And it was the length of the washer and dryer, if you put them together, maybe a little longer.
Oh, God.
And it was about a peach size around.
Oh, God, that's a big snake.
Okay, my husband, let me tell you this. He's 6'4", 240 pounds. He's a big guy.
Yep.
He screamed so bad as he's coming out of the restroom. The snake just slithers by him. He screams, runs, goes into the kids' room. Shuts the door like he's safe in there. The kids are going to save him. And refused to get the snake out of the laundry room because that's how I know how long it was, because it slithered by the washer and dryer. And my 16-year-old son went, got a pair of gloves, and got it out of the house.
But meanwhile,
your kid.
From day one that I've met him, is a wuss with snakes. We go to the zoos. He will be cheered at the whole building, let alone that row.
I don't go to the snake building either. I get it.
What's wrong with the snake building?
Because there's snakes there.
They're in a building.
I get it, Steve. They're still there. Oh. And you know, every once in a while, you see that story where it's like, ooh, the snakes have escaped. Well, when they escaped, I will be one of the guys who's at the building.
Oh, okay.
It's better to not.
My kids play with the garters like no big deal. I'd have to pull them out of their pockets to make sure they're gone before I wash the laundry. So all of us aren't afraid of him, but our big daddy is.
Well, I'll say this, and the bull snake is a very deceptive snake because it's the one that I've had by my house, and it pretends to be a rattler.
That's the one that tries to sound like.
It hisses, and it's up like a cobra, too, sometimes.
Oh. Yeah, it'll coil up, and it moves its tail, right?
Like,
but then it's making the rattle sound with its mouth. So it's like going, and it's like.
Oh, that's badass.
The first time I saw it, I thought it was a rattler. I'm like, wait a second.
Hey, you poser snake. Yeah.
It was like you could tell it was lip syncing because the rattle and the sound were like, I was like, wait a minute. You're Britney Spears, snake. Annie?
Yay.
Snakes.
Snakes. So I was holding on to a friend's black rat snake.
That sounds like a euphemism for something else.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Family show, guys.
A black rat snake.
Okay.
Are those badass snakes, black rat snakes?
I don't know. Okay. But you guys had a red one earlier.
Yeah, we did. We did have the red one. So you're holding his snake.
So I was holding it, and he decided to, I don't know, he got mad at me or something, and he bit me on my hand.
Was it like a black mamba? Do you only have a limited amount of time before the venom starts? No?
No, thank God, because I'll tell you what, it was like lightning struck from my, from where he bit me on my hand. The adrenaline hit my body so hard, it went flying from, and while it's taking me a minute to say it, it went from my hand all the way up my arm, like one big shot of lightning through these little veins, boom, to my heart, and then dissipated throughout the rest of my body. It was crazy.
Whoa.
But it's not venom. It's just scary. It just makes you feel weird.
No, there was no venom. He didn't. I might have left a little bit of a like a marky bruise. There were no teeth involved necessarily, but it was just my adrenaline just kicked in.
You're supposed to suck that venom out. You're supposed to slit between
the
two.
It's a black rat snake, Steve.
My friend apparently was not that friendly. He wouldn't do it.
It's like,
it's all right. I've always wanted to write in my journal about how long it takes to go down from a black rat snake. Let me get my stopwatch out.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Annie.
Ow.
Haley.
Yay.
Snakes.
So I grew up in Arizona, and when I was a child, my mother used to live out in the desert, and we went on a horseback ride, and she found this skeleton of a saguaro and decided, hey, I'm going to take that home. And so she starts pulling debris out of the, like, ribs of the saguaro, and pulls out a rattlesnake.
No.
Throws it. She didn't know what to do. She threw it.
At you or just? I don't want to die. Take her.
It wouldn't surprise me, but she didn't throw it at me, thankfully.
So the rattlesnake was obviously eating that.
Whoa.
Yeah, it lived in it.
It's like, get your own, woman.
Right? Oh, my God. But she had the instinct to grab it somewhere on its body.
Behind the
maybe
head.
Potentially behind the head.
And
fling the snake.
It's pretty easy.
Yep.
Snake flinging.
There we go.
Thank you for the call, Haley. Kara? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe a snake was attacking you. Oh, snake stories.
No.
What happened?
I was about 6 years old, family reunion, and it was the third snake we'd found on my property. It was a rattlesnake. My dad trapped it, brought it into the house, and decided to chop it into pieces.
What?
Yeah. We found our third rattlesnake, and he's like, well, let's try to see what it does. So he chops it up into pieces, and it's still moving around on our table, all the pieces.
Are you serious?
No, like, and it's still moving.
But he did it just to do an experiment to watch it. What is what?
Yeah, like, yeah, there's like, I was about six, and it was all my cousins and I. So like little kids, and just to see what it does. Then the kicker is, he says, "Oh, the barbecue's still warm. Let's see what it tastes like."
And you ate it.
It tastes like chicken.
Is your last name Dahmer?
No kidding. No. You know, when all the little parts are moving, I've heard this, they can still bite
they
you.
They kind of can.
Oh, yeah.
It's a...
Because yeah, it's
so
just...
It was like the heart was still pumping along the table just by itself.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. No, your dad's awesome. Real good caregiver there.
Right. Nurturing.
Thank you for the call. We'll take more snake stories, and we'll if you want to stop by with a snake, we can set all that up.
Yeah.
So Steve can grab their heads
I'll
for the
it.
First time.
Yep.
Your snake stories on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.